today with Ridgeway. You'll be encouraged, educated, uplifted, and informed. Plus, have a little fun, covering the issues that face you every day as you grow in your walk with the Lord. He's an entrepreneur and evangelist. It's On the Way with Ridgeway. Now, here's Paul.
Hey, thank you very much for joining us in our second hour. I'm really excited because I've got one of my dear friends you're going to hear from in just a moment, a pastor, but also an evangelist, Carl Anderson. Written a great book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. And Carl lives right here in the Minnesota area, and we're going to talk about his three-year battle with cancer and how God brought him closer to him. So many of you are battling that same issue or know people who you're going to love Carl. He's going to be with me this whole hour at any time. Feel free to always call 651-289-4499. Always welcome your calls. Love it, in fact, when you call. I love it when I run into listeners. I always tell them, keep calling. Yeah, I've got Carl Anderson with me, who is a pastor and an evangelist. And I've known him for years, and he loves the Lord and exudes love for the Lord. The last 3 years have been challenging because he got cancer. He's going to share that story with us, and gone through a difficult valley. But through that valley, Christ has never left him, and he's gotten closer to the Lord. And through it all, believe it or not, he's written a book called Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. And we're going to give away a couple of his books during the show, one at the end of this segment and one at the end of the next one. But you'll love his book, and I really want to encourage you. It is a good book. He was personally nice enough to give me and my family a copy, and I've got it down here in the studio, and I really want to encourage you to try to win it. If not, he'll let you know how you can get it. This is his first book he's ever written, and it is good, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Voice. So, Carl Anderson, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I am so happy, happy, happy that you're here. Hey, tell us a little bit about your background. You're a young 46, I think.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, young 46. Now, following the Lord for 20, 25, 30 years, I grew up in the Lutheran Church evangelical tradition. We prayed at dinner time. We prayed, at bedtime. And that was about all of our prayer life. And yeah, growing up, I didn't really understand anything about God's voice, or does he speak, or how does he speak. Of course, I got a great foundation in the Word of God, which I consider to this day the best source of God speaking. But beyond that, yeah, I never really understood or could follow, is this God real, and is he real and for me, and is his love real?
Yeah, amen. And his mic is on, and it's on the same level. You can hear okay, John?
Yes.
This guy's got such a loud voice, we were afraid. I had it on normal, that he thought he was jumping across too loud. I said, he's got a great voice. But you know why? He's got a great voice also. He's preached all over to 20 nations. He regularly ministers in London, Belfast, Amsterdam, and Sydney, as well as preaching all over Minnesota. And by the way, as you listen to him, you might want him to come to your church or your youth group, and I'll let him tell you how you can do that. But I'll tell you, he's got a deep life with the Lord, but it's been tough the last 3 years with cancer. So let's talk about a little bit about what happened 3 years ago that started this journey, and that you've been on, Carl Anderson.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. I mean, I've spent many, many years both as an itinerant evangelist equipping the church and also in the marketplace producing media, wedding media. And then 3 years ago, the most horrifying moment when I found out that a spot of, I thought it was a mole on my leg, turned into something a lot worse. And it turned out to be stage 3B melanoma, and the worst kind of cancer. It spread into my lymph nodes at that time. I had to go through quite a number of valleys and go through a number of experiences where I was really challenged to hear God's voice, because you're offered so many treatments and so many scenarios of treatment. And I've been through quite a number of things. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the reason why the melanoma really affects me at the fair, the doctor was on, Janet Lucas, and she noticed that I had early stage of cancer on my face and ear and head from the sun. And I'm not a sun worshiper, but luckily they caught it early. But she said a very famous comedian died of cancer because he had melanoma between his toes. He had been out on the beach a lot, so I didn't realize that spot. So that spot in your body was cancerous, and that was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, and I wish I could say 3 years later that I walked through this with tremendous victory every day, and that I had no issues and no problems, and that my faith was always strong. But I'll tell you the truth, I've been through many a time where my faith was challenged, and I did not know what to do, and I did not know which course to go, but I kept looking to the Lord through every step, through every valley. I had fear, I had doubt, but I've been able to work through that with the Lord, and I'll tell you what, every place I turned, I recognized his voice. And even though I'd asked him, you know, why me, Lord? I'm young, I've got three children, married to a beautiful wife, and just going along in course, and now this could end it all way earlier than I thought. And I never heard an answer, Paul, to why me.
Yeah.
But what I heard was his word speaking and other people speaking and nature and creation and circumstances and all these wonderful ways that God speaks, always speaking to me. Every single week, God was speaking to me and encouraging me. And I'll tell you what, every time I heard his voice, I experienced his love. And so that became so real to me, I had to write about it. So I began writing this book in the middle of the cancer, realizing, hey, other people out there, whether they go through cancer or not, but maybe they're just going through some tough times. And we're in the middle of worldwide tough times, you know? Can we really hear his voice? And the answer is yes, we can hear him and we can experience his love through hearing his voice.
And Carl, I like this. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship, hearing a God. But I don't think it's uncommon for people going through suffering to say, Lord, why me? And having doubts and fears, we're human. Everyone in the Bible we see, many experience the same thing, right?
That's right. They did. You think about some of these giants, but they were just regular people like you and I. And they went through their own valleys and decisions. But I think the difference is, are you going to run away from God when the tough times come? Or are you going to throw up your arms and say, Lord, I love you and I'm going to trust you no matter what is happening in my life? And I don't know why, but that's just, I've been drawn to him and his love was drawn to me. And I'm here today now in full remission. So I have victory in the name of Jesus as we do this interview. And now I'm looking worldwide to say, hey, church, it's time to wake up and recognize God is speaking to you everywhere.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways in your book called Love Speaks. And if anyone has questions for Carl Anderson, pastor, evangelist, author, and we're going to give away one of his books at the end of this segment and another one at the end of the next segment. But 21 ways to recognize God's multifaceted voice that he's experienced the last 3 years as he's gone through this cancer journey. Feel free to give us a call. You also, many of you have people are going through, or you're going through difficult times. Carl can really help advise you. 651-289-4499. We always welcome your calls. Our guests always do. 651-289-4499. Carl, you talk about 21 ways to recognize God's voice. Just give us a couple quick ones before we take a break in 3-4 minutes.
All right, super quick. Well, number one is the Bible. Let's be honest. The Bible is the number one way, and I think you got to start there. You start with the established Word of God because that is the number one way to hear God's voice. From that, though, you can move out in this journey, and I'll just give you a list, and you hit me if you have any more questions. The living Word, that's the Bible coming to life for you. It's when the Holy Spirit in you brings a scripture to you, and you go, oh, that's for me today. You've got things like the dreams in your heart. That could be the Holy Spirit. You've got circumstances. You've got providence. You've got nature and creation. You've got other Christians. You've got the preached word of God. You've got the gifts of the Holy Spirit, like prophecy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. So all of these things, and I've just listed a few, maybe half there.
And these are ways that God talks to you.
They're all common. God is talking to us every week in all these ways, and the key is, can you learn about them, and then can you apply your faith? I think that's really key. You got to apply your faith every week to expect, you know what, this week God might be reaching out to me in this way. And if he is, I want to be listening and I'm going to experience his contact, experience his love. And then, of course, my hope is, and that's why section 4 of the book is written this way, that we'll apply these ways to serve the world, to be a better witness for Jesus Christ in this world.
Because there's a way to use the book on that.
Yes, the whole last section is all very practical steps. There's 10 different things I outline, everything from meditation on the word, fasting, all the way through being able to share a living word or a prophetic word with somebody you meet, even in casual conversation. You can begin asking God for them, give them a something from the Lord, and then awaken them to God's love for them.
We're going to take a break. I'm with pastor and evangelist Carl Anderson from here from Minnesota. And traveled the world, but had cancer for 3 years, went through a deep valley journey, but the Lord went through with him. And he's in remission right now. He's written a book called Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. First caller, 651-289-4499, is going to win this great book, and I love it. 651-289-4499. We've only got two to give away. Going to give away one right now and when we the next segment. But call in for it. Carl Anderson's book, It's First Caller Wins Free. We'll be back on the way with Ridgeway. Hey, thank you very much for joining us. And, you know, many of you are going through physical and financial or emotional challenges. And a friend of mine who's with me, pastor and evangelist Carl Anderson, has gone through the last 3 years of dealing with cancer in his life. And through that process, written a wonderful book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. And Carl lives here in the Minnesota area and got a lot of calls to that book. And Gail in Minneapolis, my friend Carl Anderson is going to sign the book to Gail, and we'll mail it out to you on Thursday, Gail. And we'll have one more book we'll be giving away at the end of this segment. But Carl was nice enough to bring two of them with. We're giving out, and he's signing them. But why did you write the book, though? Love Speaks, and you've got 21 ways to recognize God's multifaceted voice. And then I want you to tell people how they can get the book, because you're a brand-new author. This is all new to you. How can people get your book? Because it is a very, very good book, not just about your journey, but you're showing people ways God speaks to them, and sometimes we miss it.
That's right, and that's probably the number one reason why I wrote the book. It's because in my particular evangelical tradition, nobody ever taught me this stuff. And I walked forward with Christ personally, I realized he was reaching out to me in so many ways. So that's number one, is nobody ever talks about this in depth, and I realize there's so many different ways he speaks. Secondly, as you know, the cancer battle has been very difficult, and in the midst of it, though, in the midst of that trial, the Lord's love was so present. Every single moment I went to prayer, every time I was in the Word, I could sense his presence, I could sense his voice reaching out to me. And who am I? I'm just a regular like everybody else. And yet his love is so real and his voice is so real. And then I think the third reason I wrote the book is because look at our world, Paul. It's in turmoil. We need the anchor of the truth, first of all, the Word, but we need the voice of God in the midst of the turmoil. Maybe switch off the news and switch on our heart to hear God's voice, because no matter what's happening with the shakings, we can hear from God.
Carl, what was it? You've gone through 3 years. Now you're in remission. But you had a lot of surgeries. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And a lot of hospital visits and doctor visits and prodding and all the stuff they do to you. Just because they found a little speck on your body that you didn't notice. Boy, that scares all of us. We need to go and make sure you have checkups, folks. I'm just encouraging all of you to do that. I just had it done myself with Dr. Laska and going through my own process, finishing my facial stuff on some sun cancer. Didn't realize the beginning of it, caught it early. We want to catch it early. But so grieving, you went through doubt, you went through despair, anger at all?
Oh, I suppose I was never angry at God. Maybe angry at myself, like, you know, you blame yourself, don't you? Why did I let this happen? But you get through that. I mean, I had to repent for unbelief certain times. I had to repent for feeling fear at certain times, because you do feel those things. But
well, they're pretty normal, I'll tell you.
Yeah, the thing that we don't want to do, though, is we don't want to get stuck in unbelief, because that's the enemy's tool, isn't it, to twist and turn our minds and our circumstances towards not pursuing God in prayer and in worship. So as I pursued him, though, I found him. And I'll just give you one example. I was facing a very major surgery where I was proposed to have many lymph nodes removed from my right leg area. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, should I go through with this? And I was out in the woods by a lake, just taking a walk and fasting and praying. And the Lord stopped me by a tree and said, look down at your foot. And I looked down and there was a rock, and I'm holding it here. It's in your studio. It's in my hand right now, Paul. You see this rock. And when you look at this rock, Paul, what do you think of it? What are the characteristics? Just give me one or two of a rock.
It's kind of a triangular. It's black. It's got some gold flecks in it. And it looks kind of like almost like an arrowhead, but it's not, I don't think.
Yeah. And but it fits. Yeah, it fits in my
hand. It fits your hand.
Yeah,
it's your
hand. It fits in the palm of my hand. And the Lord said, Carl, you are in the palm of my hand. I picked up this rock. He starts speaking to me about the rock. He says, it's stable. It's firm. It's going to be around a lot longer than most people. And the Lord was encouraging me through that Psalm 18. The Lord is my strength, and he is my rock and my fortress.
I love it.
And my deliverer and my strong tower, and he will see me through. And God said, Carl, when you pick up that rock, when you're in the middle of these surgery recovery times, and I went through with it, I had all those lymph nodes removed, and I picked up this rock time after time, and I prayed, and I felt the Lord's presence saying, Carl, I'm with you. And that may sound simple to people, but I'm telling you, can God speak through a rock?
He sure can. And the Bible says they'll shout out if they need to.
The very rocks will praise the Lord if we don't.
Talking to Carl Anderson, evangelist, and written a book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. He wrote this as he was going through 3 years of cancer treatment and surgery and much. And if you've got questions or comments for him, or you're going through a tough time, doesn't it just have to be cancer, be personal relationships, financial, whatever, Carl would be glad to give you some encouragement and also tell you how God might be speaking to you or can speak to you. Feel free to give us a call, 651-289-4499. 651-289-4499. You know, Carl, I think it's, I don't know, I think about Joseph. You know, I think the greatest example of a guy falsely accused by his family, thrown in prison, then gets out and then accused falsely. Well, he was thrown in prison because he was accused falsely by a woman saying he tried to rape her and he didn't. Then he spends 13 years. Now, you've gone through 3 years. He's gone through 13. Unjust. And yet, in the Bible, I never see him curse or get angry at God. Is that possible? Do you think that he was that stable?
Well, listen, a couple things about Joseph. You mentioned him. Number one, he was given that dream. And dreams are a very, very common way that God is speaking. In fact, God
Did you get dreams? Did you have dreams?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll tell you one in a minute if you remind me of the dream story of the rocking chair. But for Joseph, he was given that dream, and God was speaking clearly in that dream what was going to happen. And then as you look later in life, when he confronts his brothers, all those years and years later, he says to them, you intended evil for me, but God meant it for good. Basically says to them, I recognize the providence of God. And not once did he curse God. Not once did he turn his back. He went through prison. He went through misunderstanding. But he, like all of us, a great example, we can keep pursuing the Lord in the middle of all that and realize God's providence is leading. He's ahead of us in the way. It's why, like in Love Speaks, I write, he's already been to your tomorrow so he can speak to you today. And those, actually, that story of Joseph is in my book. It's in the Providence chapter.
I love it. And tell us about the rocking chair. You told me about dreams.
In the middle of the cancer battle, I had this dream. And, you know, God speaks through dreams. And if you start to become aware that he's speaking to you, and most of them are symbolic, some of them are literal, but some are symbolic, most are. And in this symbolic dream, I was in this antique shop, and this antique owner brought me over to a rocking chair, said, would you like this rocking chair? I said, yes, great. So he said, sit down in it. So I sat down. It was kind of a 1950s style, but it had a covering over it. And the Holy Spirit said, look intently at the covering of the chair. So in the dream, it was like I zoomed in super fast. And now I'm looking at this cartoon covering. As I look closer, it was a cartoon of the Lion King, the Disney show. And it had, you know, the lion, the king, and the little boy king, you know, together playing. And the one was sitting on his knee. And I woke up. And the Lord said, Carl, you see, I gave you the rocking chair in the dream because I want you to know that you're going through my rest. Even though you're going through cancer, you can still be going in it, through it, with resting on me. And guess what the Lion King represents? Jesus. So here I was in the midst of my battle, and the Lord was reminding me, you are doing great. You're seated upon the throne with me. We're Father and Son. I love you, and you can feel my love, and you can experience my rest in the middle of the battle.
What a wonderful message. What a wonderful, and going through this cancer, God's just giving you that encouragement. And
see, my point is God can speak right now to all these listeners. Put your faith out there tonight for a dream. That's number, I think, 11 or 12 in my book out of 21. But that's a simple one. Say today before you get home, Lord, give me a dream tonight. Let me remember it. Symbolize it so I can remember it, and then let me be encouraged by it.
Yeah, I love you going through woods, getting that rock, and Lord said, I'm the rock of your salvation. Is that right? Solid. Didn't he tell you that you're solid as a rock too?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Talking to evangelist Carl Anderson, and lives right near Buffalo. He's written a book, Love Speaks. Beautiful wife, 3 beautiful kids. 3-year journey. He's just come out of cancer, but during that whole time grew closer to God and wrote this book, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. When we come back, I want to talk more about some of those 21 ways that he has discovered that you can communicate with God. We all need to communicate better with God. And he was nice enough to bring 2 books. Gail in Minneapolis won the first book. He signed it to her. We're going to have a signed copy for the next winner. It'll be caller number 3 will win it. 651-289-4499. It's my last book I've got. But, Carl, how can they get the book if they don't win?
It's a great question. So visit Born to Blaze. That's our website. That's BORNTOBLAZE.com. BornToBlaze.com. Click on BornToBlaze.com. There's an icon of the book cover. That brings you to our book page. On that book page, there's a two-minute video that talks about the book. There's a great free giveaway, so anybody listening can get the free first chapter tonight.
BornToBlaze.com. You can go there and you can look at the first chapter, right?
Yeah, you can get a free download in the next 5 minutes of the whole first chapter for free.
BornToBlaze.com. But right now, the second caller calls and gets an autographed copy of his book. 651-289-4499. We'll be right back with Carl Anderson. And Dave Moon, by the way, in Minneapolis, won that second signed book by Carl Anderson. He brought us a couple of books, which was really nice of him. So we'll send out to Gail in Minneapolis and Dave Moon in Minneapolis a signed book by Carl Anderson. But we'll be telling you how you can get it. I would really recommend you get this book. I've got one myself. Tell me about you when you say itinerant. You travel all over and you do training. You do training even now with your book, The 21 Ways to Recognize God's Voice. So tell us about your itinerant work.
Yeah, my itinerant work's all by relationship. And again, I invite listeners that if this is a new kind of thought for you, to please consider bringing this message to your church or group. I travel all over London, Belfast, Amsterdam, Sydney, Australia, but here in the Twin Cities, I love to preach in my Jerusalem here, and I teach it. I have it as a full four-session teaching along with Q&A and also some activations where we give people a chance to pray for each other. And you can actually hear the teaching of all 21 ways with lots of historical examples and scriptures. It works great for like Wednesday night, family night, or a Sunday morning message along with maybe a launch of a Friday or Saturday seminar. It's a great way to introduce people to this wonderful, multifaceted voice of God we have.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways. If anyone has questions, you're going through trouble, or you want to know how you can hear from God, or you think you've heard from God, you want his counsel or advice, feel free to call Carl. Good guy, loves Lord, deep follower of Jesus. Boy, boy, boy. How old are you, 46?
46.
Dark red hair, all your hair, you look great. Hey, but our number here, and he loves Jesus, just shines out, and his wife and three kids do too. He lives right outside of Buffalo, Minnesota. But give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. You know, we talked about a rocking chair God had shown you. And by the way, you can all go to BornToBlaze.com. That's where you find the book.
BornToBlaze.com.
BornToBlaze, BLAZE.com. But you talked about a rocking chair God had shown you in vision, and that was very important. You want me to reiterate that. Why?
Well, I had that dream, as you recall, when I was going through cancer, and it was a rocking chair. And I was thinking maybe this is a little bit more significant for your listeners to hear this, that one of the more common ways that God speaks is what's called visual ways or symbolic speech. I put it as visions, dreams, and symbolic speech, where sometimes God offers you or speaks to you about an object, like the rock in my hand here, that's an object that points to a deeper spiritual truth. So some years ago, I was going through some difficult times with our work, and all of a sudden, God was giving me rocking chairs. So this pastor called me up and said, I have a rocking chair if you'd like it. My parents called me up and said, we bought this rocking chair, the glider rocker at a sale. We don't want it. Do you want it? My wife came home with a rocking chair one day. So all of a sudden, I'm being given rocking chairs.
You were off your rocker.
I was off my rocker. And then this woman that we had working with us, she prayed with us one day, and as we're praying, all of a sudden she got a word from the Lord, a prophetic word, and it was this. You know, every time I give you a rocking chair, Carl, I want you to know that you are entering a new season of my rest and my peace.
And God spoke through this lady.
God spoke through this lady, a prophetic word in prayer.
About the rocking chair.
All of a sudden, I had the interpretation of these rocking chairs, and I realized, oh, God was talking to me all along, trying to get through to my thick red head. But then that's why that significant dream was so significant later, that I got a rocking chair.
Awesome. Hey, Gail in Minneapolis has a question for you, Carl Anderson, evangelist, itinerant preacher. Everyone else has a question for him. Went through 3 years of cancer, got closer to God, wrote this book, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Voice, because the book's called Love Speaks. Give us a call, 651-289-4499. Gail, you're on with Carl. Congratulations. You won that first book he signed it for you already.
Thank you for the book. And,
yes, you're welcome.
I have a question. The question is, do you journal when you get a dream? Because I never remember any of my dreams.
That is an excellent question, Gail. Do I journal? Yes, I do. I recommend every single listener that's hearing this right now, just grab a notebook and a pen, stick it by your bed, and then as soon as you have a dream, whether it be 1 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, you remember it then, or first thing early in the morning, write down everything you can remember. The reason is God is speaking to us, and what happens is in sleep, our natural defense mechanisms are down. So everybody that walks around has these defense mechanisms, and sometimes God wants to break through those, and the way he does it is in a dream. And again, they're often symbolic. So I would recommend, yes, Gail, take a record of it. Keep a journal. I do. And then I pray over the symbols. I can almost tell you that every single dream from God will have scriptural backing for it. There'll be something in the Word that'll be a picture for you that you can discover and find out this is what God was saying to me.
Okay. Amen.
All right. Well, thanks again for the book, and God bless you, and have a
good
night.
Your way.
Yeah, we'll get it right to you. That's Carl Wesley Anderson, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. Tell us again how we get the books. I've got them until the end of the hour. If anyone's going through, he went through 3 years of cancer, treatment, surgery, prodding, difficult times, thought he was going to die multiple times.
I did.
And yet God kept speaking to him in different ways through different people and different things and himself. To tell him that, no, you're not. You're going to be as solid as that rock. And he's got this rock in the studio with me that he found along the way. I'm holding it in my hand right now that God had him pick it up and say, what did he say to you? What did God say when you saw the rock?
He said, you hold that rock in your hand, and I am your rock of habitation. I am your rock of strength. And then he gave me Psalm 18, that it starts out, that beautiful psalm from David. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. And boy, he is our deliverer. So you asked how they get the book. It's live on Amazon. If you have an Amazon account, so easy. Go to your Amazon.com search window, type in Love Speaks Carl. For some reason, that's all you need to do is put C-A-R-L, my first name. It'll pop right up. There's a Kindle edition and a soft cover edition. Also, on our website, you can go there. It's live now, borntoblaze.com. And you can actually order a PDF, a beautiful PDF file. It's $9.99. You can download that as early as tonight and start reading it and start recognizing God is speaking to me.
And boy, God is really speaking and has spoken to Carl Anderson. And this book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. Carl talks about what they are like. And we get back, we're going to do a little bit more about some of those areas that we haven't talked about, the way God speaks.
Yeah.
And again, I know some of you are going through tough times. Carl went through 3 years of really terrible times of cancer. I mean, he did. I looked at it. It was easy. It wasn't. It was surgeries and cancer and fear and wife and 3 kids. And yet God brought the whole family through the storm. He's a great God.
Amen.
And if you got comments or questions for my guests, you're going through a storm and you want to hear God's voice in your situation, boy, give us a call. Seriously, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. One thing I learned about the Lord, he hears our calls and he answers. Now, he answers in ways we don't always expect, but he does always answer because you know why? He loves his children. Hey, thank you very much, Paul Ridgway, for joining me in our last segment. Have a great guest, Carl Anderson, itinerant evangelist, preacher, went 3 years of terrible experience with cancer, and yet God brought him through it. He's written a book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways We Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. And you can get that book by, it's not out in the stores yet. Just go to borntoblaze.com. Borntoblaze.com. His name is Carl, C-A-R-L, Anderson, friend of mine, dear friend. Lives outside the Buffalo, Minnesota area with his wife and 3 kids. But boy, he went through a journey, but God spoke to him. And there are different ways God speaks, Carl, right? Inner voices and inner witnesses. What are those? What is that all about?
Great question, Paul. Yeah, I mean, people think of the Word, and of course, that's the number one most important way, isn't it? But
God's Word, the Bible.
God's Word, the Bible. But from there, you know, you find one of the very most common ways is the inner voice and the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. So what are they? Well, let me start with the inner witness. The inner witness of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit in you, essentially leading you whenever you ask
him a question. If you're a believer in Christ, if you're if you're a non-believer, you got problems.
You
got
to be a believer in Christ to have the inner witness. Yeah. And that brings up a very important point, that if you're not a Christian, if you're listening to this and you're not a follower of Jesus, I encourage you, get on your knees, commit your heart to Jesus. Because when you do, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Father comes to live inside of you. And from that moment, the inner voice and the inner witness are alive and active. So the inner witness is a sense. It's more of a perceiving God directing you in a certain way. So it's a witness. It's like a red light or a yellow light or a green light in your spirit. The inner voice of the Spirit is just that. It's a voice from the Spirit that flows up out of your spirit man, spirit woman, and it comes into your mind, and you say, what does it sound like? It actually sounds like you. So then you have to distinguish, am I hearing me or am I hearing God? And that does take some time and effort, but listen, it's worth the payoff.
Yeah, Carl, because I think a lot of times we deal in our own flesh, you know, or maybe even Satan.
Could be the enemy. Yep, you got three choices.
And it's hard to be discerning. So you learn discernment, what, by the more you do it? Is that how you learn to be discerning?
You know, you practice. You be bold. You dare to ask the Lord, hey, yes or no questions. Hey, should I take this particular course of action or not? And then wait. If you have a sense, usually of joy or of peace, that is almost always the Holy Spirit. If you have a sense of tightness or maybe it's a no, that can also be the Holy Spirit directing you to not do something. If you're in a discussion, though, a dialogue with God through the inner voice, and you hear things like doubt or things that bring you fear or bitterness or unforgiveness against somebody else, you know who's speaking to you? It's probably the enemy.
And the enemy ball. Now, in your book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice, you have an anchor verse in the book. What is that anchor verse?
You know, it's Jeremiah, first of all, 31, where in the middle of this turmoil of the nation of Israel, where they had turned their backs on God, God says, I appeared to you from of old, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you to myself. So he promises eternal love. That's the love portion. Then the speaks is two chapters later, his promise of the messianic age, his promise of the last days in Jeremiah 33:3 is, call to me and I will answer you and I will show you great things that you do not know. So there he's saying, love speaks, call to me. In this church age, in the last days, we can call out and we should expect God is going to answer.
In fact, one of the verses says, great and wondrous things. My wife and I memorized that wording, great and wondrous things he'll reveal. And, you know, in my studio at my home, in my home area of my office, I have Jeremiah 29:11 from an old Bible, 400-year-old page Bible at my home, not here in Eagan, but at my home. But I love that verse.
That's a beautiful verse.
I know the plans I have for you, says Lord God Almighty. Plans to prosper you, not to
see. That's also contained in these verses. If you do a little study for fun, if you're listening to this, open your Bibles this week and read Jeremiah 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. You will find in those chapters the promises of the messianic age, the promises of the coming Messiah whom we know and love as Jesus Christ. Just look at the list of promises. He's going to give you a new heart, a new spirit. He's going to send a shepherd to shepherd you. He's going to speak to you. His love is passionate for you. Those are all true, and they start with Jeremiah 29, you know, that beautiful sense of he is with you.
Boy, he never leaves us nor forsakes us.
Let me tell you a fun story, too, Paul, of the inner voice and inner witness. I was traveling some years ago to preach in Edinburgh, Scotland. I landed in London, England, and in the morning, I was kind of looking around, praying, Lord, where should I go first? I had a number of places I could go. God said, go to Edinburgh. So I bought a ticket. I'm on the train.
You weren't planning to go to Edinburgh.
It wasn't first on my itinerary. It was not going to be first. But God said, go to Edinburgh. So I'm on my way. I'm on the train. In the middle of the train car, I just figured I need to worship God. So I went to the area of the bathrooms, the toilets, in between the two train cars to start singing. So you can picture this red-haired evangelist. There I am singing worship songs to Jesus by the toilet. All of a sudden, this guy appears and sits down on the seat next to me and stares at me. And he's got this long white hair, and he starts to say, excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? And I said, sure. And he said, well, my name is John, and I'm from the Brownsville School of Revival, where there was revival breaking out. He said, God sent me on this mission to the UK to preach the gospel. He said, I'm carrying a cross to different places, and I'm preaching the gospel. He said, but this morning, I didn't know where to go first, and I was across this thousands of people, across the Gatwick Airport luggage rack, and God said, follow that redhead. So I said, okay. So he followed me on the train to get to Edinburgh, right? Then he says, then I was sitting in my train seat wondering, will I ever see this redhead again? And God said, John, get up and go to the toilet now. And he said, I didn't have to go to the toilet. I think I would know if I have to go to the toilet. I didn't have to go. He says, God says, you have to go right now. So he comes to the toilet, and there I was at that exact moment.
Not on the toilet, but next to the toilet.
I was next to the toilet worship.
And real quick, what happened? We got to go. But
real quick, he basically, we got to Edinburgh. He had a jar of oil from some intercessors. The guy that I was meeting in Edinburgh turned out to be a prayer worship leader. He took the oil. It got to all these prayer warriors all through the inner voice of the Holy Spirit.
And that's not coincidence. That's God.
Come on.
Carl Anderson wrote a book, Love Speaks, 21 Ways to Recognize God's Multifaceted Voice. Went through 3 years of cancer treatment, but God drew even closer. Go to borntoblaze.com, borntoblaze.com, and you can read about the book and get it, and it's awesome.